宣召经文第六十六篇，诗篇第六十六篇一到四节，请。
全地都当向神欢呼。
Psalm 66, 1 to 4, shout for joy to God, all the earth.
Sing
the glory of his name, give him glory and praise.
当对神说，你的作为何等可畏，因你的大能，仇敌要投降你。
Sing the God, how awesome are your deeds, so great is the power that your enemies come against you.
全地要敬拜你，歌颂你，要歌颂你的名。
All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. It sings praises to your name.
弟兄姐妹，下午平安。
平安。
让我们起立，我们一起来赞美我们的神。Let's stand up and worship our God.天父，我们众弟兄姐妹来到你的殿中，来到你的面前，唱诗歌敬拜你。你是我们的神，你是恩慈的，你是全备的，请接受我们的敬拜，与我们同在，引导我们的生命。愿荣耀与赞美归三一真神。
Dear Heavenly Father, all brothers and sisters in the house, we come before you and sing our songs to praise you. You are our God. You are merciful and mighty. His exceptional worship yields us in darkness. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Please sit down. 大家请坐。下边这首歌《美好时辰》有两，我们唱两段。We're going to sing twice for the next song. In a moment like this.这首歌也是我们唱两次，他名叫耶稣。We will sing twice again for the next song. His name is Jesus. 最后一首歌我们唱前面的三段。 We will sing three stanzas for the next song.
我的荣耀照亮我路。
歌声得到神的悦纳。今天的经文我们是要诵读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第一章第一到十节。 So we're going to read first Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 1 to 10、准备好我们一起用同声的方式来，我们先用中文念一遍，然后我们第二遍用英文念一遍。好，我们一起来念《帖前》第一章第一节起。保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。
我们
为你们众人常常感谢，祷告的时候提到你们，在神的面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做成的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所成的忍耐。神慈慈可爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法他们，也效法了主。甚至你们所了为马其顿的亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道使你们那里已经传扬出来。你们向行的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传扬开了，所以不用我们说什么话，因为我们已经明白是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍神那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那一位，救我们脱离将来的愤怒的耶稣。 Now we're going to read again in English Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 1 please. Paul, Silas and Timothy to the church of Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord and Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that you have chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of man we proved to be among you for your sake. And you become imitator of us and the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia, Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, and your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. 下面把时间交给长老，请长老带我们做祷告。
Let's pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that brother and sister come together here to worship you, especially on this moment when we sang the song that we love you, we sing the love song to you because you first love us. And today when we come here, we lift up your name, we glorify your name,We worship you because we worship one truly God. You rose from the dead. So we worship a living God who is in us, among us, and through us. And we give all the praise to you. And we give thanks that CBM Camp, junior and senior, they have done, the program. And we know that Spirit,have moved them, and we pray that may the move stay with them until the job is complete. And today we pray that through your servant, your word once again will touch our heart, that when we work, the work comes from the faith, and the effort comes from the love and the perseverance come from hope that is in Jesus Christ. And today we give all the glory to you. 爱我们的主耶稣，我们感谢你，使我们今天众弟兄姐妹一起聚集的时候是何等的美好。我们来唱诗歌，我们来唱，我们爱我们的主，因为你是那一位又真又活，从死里复活。永在的神，唯一的救主，让我们在今天的敬拜蒙你自己的悦纳，使我们信心的工作、爱心的功夫和存着那盼望都在耶稣基督里面。主啊，我们也感谢你，我们的初高中他们已经完成这露营，暑期的露营，让圣灵在他们心中继续的工作，好让主你的圣功可以完全在他们心里得以成就。我们再一次也为郭新伟弟兄我们来祷告，他上个礼拜已经开始接受化疗，求主继续保守他的身心灵，保守他们的一家，让我们教会众弟兄姐妹的祷告关心，圣灵就特别的怜悯赐福他们这家。我们也为退休会，也是今天最后一天的报名，我们请到那美好的讲员华西牧师来到我们当中。主啊，让我们在美好的环境有上头来的信息，让我们的灵里面重新得力，让我们可以认识信主是好，是真好，因为世上没有一件事可以比得上，世上一切的事都要过去，我们的眼前所看的不过只是暂时满足我们，那不能解决我们永恒的事。线上祈求祷告，也求主保守今天传讲的、翻译的、听的就同盟造就，同盟应许，在主里面荣耀归主名，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。 We are so delighted that we have Brother Jeremy to preach to us, and he used to be our youth director, and he accept a job, is a mission job, so that he moved fromthe capacity here and to a mission field. And we ask Brother Jeremy.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
下午好。
It's good to be here again.
很高兴又回到您当中。
As he stated, my wife and I, we spent several years here working with the youth.
就像长老说，他在这跟他夫人在一起，在幼师同工了很多年。
It was a really special time for us, for our family, as to be involved with so many young people's lives.
这是一次特别的荣耀，能够跟这些年轻人在一起。
That was several years ago, but I still notice some familiar faces over there.
在这几年前，但是我还是仍然认识很多熟悉的面孔。
So my wife and I work with a mission organization called Global Fellowship.
我跟我妻子在全球福音团契工作。
We're a mission agency focused on reaching the most unreached places in the world.
我们这个机构致力于把福音传到没有传到的地区。
We work with people who are leading church planting efforts in those places where there's no knowledge of Jesus.
他们跟当地的职堂的传道人一起。在当地没有听到福音的地方建立教会。
The primary way we do this is through partnerships with national leaders from their own country.
他们跟当地的国际领导组织一起在当地建立教会。
So just last month we celebrated 30 years together as an organization.
上个月吧，我们才庆祝了我们三十年的
And we gathered many of our key leaders from all around the world together.
从世界各地的领导都聚集在一起。
And it was a really special time to just be able to gather together and worship God in multiple languages.
这个特殊的时刻，大家可以。
At the end, we'll play a little video so you can see a little bit more. But for today, I wanted to share with you something from the book of 1 Thessalonians. Now, this is one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible.
这是我最喜欢的一段经文。
Because it describes the way that God can change a person's life.
因为这段经文它描述了神如何改变人的生命。
So, what we're talking about today is that changed lives describe the reality of God's power.
这改变的生命诉说着神大能的真实。
So when you see someone's identity and their character become transformed, you wonder what happened.
当你看到一个人的他的本质发生了变化，你就会问，到底发生了什么？
And as Christians, when we begin to live differently, people wonder what's going on.
作为基督徒，如果我们生活改变了，别人会问。
And in that way, we can point to God.
这样我们就可以把荣耀还给神。
So I'll share with you just a brief story of a father and a son in a museum.
现在讲一个小故事。
The father thinks that his son's really going to enjoy this place.
父亲带着他的小孩去博物馆，父亲认为小孩肯定会感兴趣。
There's lots of really interesting historical information there to learn about.
博物馆有很多历史方面的各种信息。
But the boy's pretty bored.
但是小孩觉得好像枯燥无味。
And he says to his dad, he says, Dad, can we go someplace where things are real?
那小孩跟他爸说，他说我们能去一些真实的地方，有真实的东西。
And in the same way, I think people feel that way about religion sometimes.
我觉得有些人对于宗教，他们可能有相同的感觉。
Like they're really nice ideas, but it's not real.
他认为这个想法或者世界观很好，但是并不真实。
But when you see someone's life become changed by God, it looks pretty real.
但是你看到人的生命发生了变化。这个对我来说是真实的。
That's why as Christians, one of the most powerful things we can share with someone is our own story.
这就是为什么基督信仰是一个非常 有能力的一个见证，我们可以跟大家分享。
We can share about our own lives, how we've been transformed by God.
我们可以分享我们的生命如何在基督里发生了变化。
I mean, if you stop to think right now about where your life would be if you hadn't met God, it can be a little scary.
如果你现在想一想，如果你的生命中没有基督，很可怕。
I have a friend who didn't meet God until much later in his life.
我有个朋友，他在他的生命比较晚期才认识了主。
And he took an addiction to drugs right up to the end.
他吸毒，他到最后他还是有毒品的问题。
He told me he was at a point where he was so addicted to drugs that he was either going to end up dead or in jail.
他到最后他的这两个思路，一个是死亡，一个是进监狱。
And one night he very nearly did end up almost dead.
有一天他几乎要死去。
And a mutual friend of ours found him laying next to a dumpster behind a building.
跟我一个我认识一个朋友在那个房子后面的那个垃圾桶边上找到了他。
And many years later now, that man is a really amazing evangelist.
几年后，他现在是一个非常出色的一个传道人。
He's got this great story of how God transformed his life.
因为他有一个非常美好的故事可以跟大家分享，分享神如何改变他的生命。
So I want to get into this chapter here.
我想来回到我们的经文当中。
So this first verse is just an introduction because it's the beginning of the whole letter of 1 Thessalonians.
开始就是一个问候，保罗开始了整个的书信。
So it's these three people, Paul, Silas, and Timothy, writing to this church.
这边有三个人，保罗、希拉和提摩太，在这里写这封信。
He says, write Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you.
我保罗同希拉和提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦属于父上帝和主耶稣的教会，愿恩典和平安归给你们。
In verse 2, he says, We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我常常为你们众人感谢上帝，为你们祷告，在我们的父上帝面前不断地想到你们因为我主耶稣基督而做的功，因爱他而受的劳苦和因他所赐的盼望而激发的忍耐。
So you can tell right away that Paul is pretty fond of this group.
从一开始就感到保罗非常喜爱这一群人。
Even though it's been a long time since they've been together, he still is constantly remembering them and praying for them.
即使他们已经分别了很长时间，但他也是在不断的想到他们。
And he notes.He notes three things that are pretty special about this group. So the first one he says is your work produced by faith. They're serving, they're active as in their faith. And he says, your labor is prompted by love.
你们的劳苦是出于爱。
I think sometimes we can labor out of a sense of obligation or because it's the right thing to do.
我们有的时候劳苦是出于我们不得不这样做，或者我们认为这是一个正确的事，我们该做。
But he says the fuel for their work is love.
但是他们这群人的动力是因为爱。
And then he says, your endurance inspired by hope in Jesus.
他说你们的忍耐是因为你们的盼望，所以激励了你们的忍耐。
Later on, Paul's going to talk about the struggles that they went through.
他在后面他会提到这群人他们的征战他们的增长。
But he notes here that they are pushing through difficult times because of their hope.
他们就艰难地走过这种艰难的时间，因为他们的信心。
And because of these things, Paul notes in the next verse that these people are clearly chosen by God.
因为这些事情，保罗明确地认为他们是被神所拣选。
He says, "For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that He has chosen you."
上帝所爱的弟兄姐妹，我知道上帝拣选了你。
Think about what that means for their identity and our identity as Christians.
可以回想一下，这个对于我们的，对他们的标志和我们的人生的这个标志的影响。
There are two really special things there. They are loved by God and chosen by God.
有两个特征，一个是被神所爱，一个是被神所拣选。
Those are two really important things for you to know about you and your relationship with God.
这是两点很重要的，让你明白你跟神的关系。
So as the passage moves on in verse 5, he says, Because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and deep conviction, you know how we lived among you for your sake.
在第五节，因为我们传福音给你们，不是只靠着言语，也靠上帝的能力、圣灵的同在和充分的根据，你们也知道，我们为了你们的缘故，怎样在你们中间行事为人。
It's awesome because the gospel is not just words, as it says, but it has power.
这多么美好啊！神的话不光是言语，更加是能力。
The gospel is real.
这个福音是真实的。
And it can really transform people's lives.
他真正的能改变一个人的生命。
He talks about the power of the Holy Spirit and deep conviction being a part of who they are.
他圣灵的大能和你坚信是能够反映你是什么样的人。
There's a verse I want to mention here from 2 Corinthians. He says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here."
在哥林多后书里面有一段，是五章十七节。若有人在基督里，他就是新造人，旧事已过，看一切都是新的。
So as we pursue Christ, there's something about us that changes.
在我们追求神的过程当中，在我们的内部有一些东西发生了变化。
We each have a life before we knew God, and then after we knew God.
我们有信主之前的生活，还有信主以后的生活。
And the difference between the two can illustrate what God can do.
两者的不同可以反映出神的作为。
Because we as people can try really hard to be better, to work harder, to improve our lives.
我们作为个人，我们可能可以非常努力地争取怎样做更好的事，做更好的善事，能够改变自己的生命。
But there's places deep down in our soul that all the self-help books in the world can't touch.
但是在我们生命的心深处。这些世上的这些自我完善的方法是无法触及到的。
Those are places where the Holy Spirit works.
这就是圣灵所能动工的地方。
And so in verse 6, he says that you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
第六节。效法了我们和我们的主，尽管深受苦难，仍然怀着圣灵所赐给的喜乐，领受真道。
I don't really know what severe suffering looks like, but I think it's something I'd like to avoid myself.
我并没有这种严酷的苦难是什么，但是我想我会尽量避免。
And I'd have to guess that if I was in the middle of severe suffering, you probably wouldn't look at me and say, wow, Jeremy looks really joyful.
我不会想象是在我那个苦难非常苦难当中别人会认为我是非常喜乐的。But
that's exactly what this small group, this church is doing.
但是这正是这一群人这个教会他们正在做的。
And they says they welcomed the message and became imitators.
他们因为他们接受真理，所以他们模仿这些使徒。
Even though that was a very costly thing for them to do. The culture around us, the world's culture, can push us towards a certain way of living. No matter if you're young or if you're older, the world has expectations for you.
无论你是年轻人还是年长的，这个世界的观，世界观都会对你有一个要求。
Sometimes to live differently can cost you a little bit.
如果你的不同，可能会你要付出很大的代价。
Here in America, we have religious freedom, so it might not necessarily look like someone physically hurting you.
我们在美国，我们有信仰自由，可能我们在肉体上可能会没有受到很多的伤害。But
for these Christians and for many Christians around the world today, it can mean being a Christian can be a very dangerous thing.
但是对于这个教会和我们周围现在世界上其他的地方，信主可能对你的人生的生命可能会有不同的影响。So
there's a verse in Philippians where Paul is telling the church there. He says to join together in following my examples, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do.
这个在腓立比书第三章十七节，弟兄们，弟兄姐妹，你们要一同效法我，也要向那些以我们为榜样的人学习。
It's important when we're trying to live like Christ that we have some real life examples in front of us.
在生命中如果有很好的榜样，这个对于我们学习基督是非常重要的。
Those are the people that can show us what it looks like to follow God in good times and in bad times. Because suffering can really test our faith. Some of you might be familiar with a story Jesus told about the sower that spread seeds on different types of soil. And in that story, he describes what the seed would do if it fell on different places, among thorns, among good soil, among rocky soil.
他讲到在这个种子落在不同的土地里，可能是好土，可能是荆棘丛生的，可能是石头地，这个对种子的影响。And
on these different places, the seeds do different things.
因为土壤不同，这些种子的表现也不同。And
he talks about a rocky soil being a metaphor for a person's life.
这边提到了，如果种子落在原始上，那种坚硬的石头上会怎么样？And
Jesus says the seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away.
也就是马太福音13章20节所提到的，种子落在石头地上。 是指听了道后立即欢喜，也结束了。但因为他心里没有根基，不过是暂时接受，一旦未受到患难或迫害，就立即放弃了信仰。And
this is what we see happen to so many people who come to know Jesus and get excited about following Jesus, but then when times get hard, they move on.
这也是我们经常看到有很多人听到了福音，然后心里火热，但是受到迫受了以后，他们就会放弃，就会回到过去的生活。
the classic example that has caught the attention of many people in the world is the what happens when a student goes leaves their home and moves to college.
年轻人他们离开了家到大学以后,
and this can be a little bit nerve-wracking for parents who send their kids away to school.
作为父母在我们把孩子送到大学的时候我们心里可能会非常挣扎。
Because they wonder, is my child's faith strong enough to last?
But
this can be the same for any of us who encounter difficult circumstances. We wonder, is our faith strong enough?
和坏的时候,
but Paul says that this church did have strong enough faith.
保罗说,
he says in verse 7, and so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
这是第七节。 成了马其顿和雅盖亚所有信徒的榜样，主的道从你们那里不仅传到了马其顿和雅盖亚，还传到了其他各地。你们对上帝信心也广为人知。我无需再多说什么，因为人人都在传扬你们如何接待我们，如何背离偶像归向神，侍奉又活又真又活的上帝。
So he says, the Lord's message rang out from you.
就是神的福音从这个地方传开。It's
like the reverberation from a pair of cymbals hit together when it just keeps ringing.
这就是要把两个钹串在一起，它的音响就传到。Or if
you throw a rock in the middle of a pond and the ripples just keep flowing out and they take over the whole pond.
如果你把石头摔到水池里面，那个波纹就会传遍整个水潭。So
this is what the gospel does in our lives. It takes us over and it makes waves around everywhere.
这也就是福音在我们生命中所起的作用。它福音充满了我们，我们的行为就会把福音像这个水波一样传开。And
Paul's saying this church lived out their faith in such a way that everyone around them began to take notice.
保罗说，这个教会就因为他们对福音的坚定，所以他们就像这个水波一样，把他们的福音就传到了他教会周围的所有的地方。People
in their cities and surrounding cities even begin to see that there's something different about this group of people.
他们同在城市的人和他们城市周围的人就发现这群人不一样。So
may the gospel also resound and ring out from our lives because it's living in us.
这也是福音，它可以从我们的生命中来影响受伤。This
church, they received the word and then they expressed the word.
这个教会，他们接受了福音，他们也把福音传开。
So it's a good question for me to ask myself and for us to ask of ourselves is our faith is a witness to others? We are called to set an example for our peers, for people around us. And as we live out the gospel, people will begin to take notice. There's a statistic that says that 70 to 80% of people in a church are there because someone invited them. People don't explore faith because it sounds right or they saw an ad on Facebook or on the street or something.
人们追求信仰并不是因为他们认为听起来很好，然后看到了一些在Facebook或者广告或者在什么地方听到的。But
they explore who God is when they meet someone whose life has been changed by God.
他们的到来是因为他们看到人的生命的改变。And
so it's good to also ask, who has God put in your life that you could express God to?
我们也可以问自己，就是我们的生命改变是因为是因为什么人影响我们生命的改变。And
he shares one of the examples of how they've begun to live differently.
这边举了一个生命改变的例子。He
says they turned from their idols to serve the living and true God.
他说到，因为这些人被就是抛弃了他们的偶像，他们归向了真的又活又真的神。This
kind of change was radical in this culture, very different.
这种变化是根本的变化，是完全的改变。It
was really normal for everyone to go to the temple and worship the pagan gods.
在当时这个是很正常的，你可以就是你崇拜偶像，你会拜这些异教的神。And
so to do something different would have brought a lot of attention.
如果你不去拜他们，那你就会引起很大的注意。And
it looks like for some of these people, that attention actually brought them harm.
这里面也提到，因为他们不去拜这些神，他们受到迫害。But
the reality is that attention also brought God glory.
但是这些事情也把荣耀归给了神。And
that's our call as Christians, whether in good times or in bad times, for that attention to be shown on God.
神的呼召，它是让我们无论在顺境还是在逆境，都要活出神的荣耀。So
he closes this section in this chapter here. He says, that was the next verse. I should have shown you that before. He says, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
这就是第十节，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他使之从死里复活，救我们脱离将来可审判的耶稣。
Ultimately, this is the foundation for our changed life.
这就是我们改变生命的根本。
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活。
That's what everything hangs on.
这是所有事情的交集。
Because he lives the resurrection, we also can live the resurrection.
因为他从死里复活，我们也可以从死里复活。
And this kind of new resurrected life is something that draws attention from people. To where we have a hopeful expectancy waiting for the new heaven and new earth. We have the hope for when we will be with Jesus.
与神与耶稣基督同在的盼望。I
hope God has already shown you maybe some ways in which this can speak to your life.
我也希望主耶稣也给你就如何在你生活中如何效法耶稣。
But I also want us to spend a little bit of time with this question. As we're closing, what are the ways that the gospel can resound in our lives?
我也想花点时间分享一下这个福音在我们的生命中如何能够回响出去。
I think if we spent some time with that question in prayer with God, He would show us some ways that we can live counterculturally.
我们在祷告中可以寻求神让我们如何生活的旨意。
So what are some ways that we can live a life that demonstrates the reality of God?
如何在我们生活中, 反映,
Now we can think about ways in which we can do things that are different, that look like the way Christ lived. But the reality is that the closer to Jesus we are in relationship, the more He will begin to change our hearts. As God changes our hearts, our actions begin to also change. God has also given us this gift of more mature believers around us that we can learn from. Paul asked the church in Thessalonica to imitate them. In the same way, we can also look to people around us that are more mature in their faith, that have been a believer longer, and we can use their life as an example for us. Because in life, we're always supposed to be learning how to follow Jesus more and more. Now that we have young kids who are, you know, they ask a lot of really smart questions about the God and Jesus and all this. And so sometimes when I'm with other parents, I'll ask them what they do with their kids when they're talking about the Bible. I'll ask them, you know, what are some things you guys do as a family to grow more in your love for Christ together? In that way, those people can become a model to me for as I try to imitate Christ. So as I close, I just want to remind us that we are new creations made to live and act like Christ. And that as we live out this changed life, God wants to use us as an example to people who don't yet know God. So my prayer for all of us is that the gospel would resound from our lives in such a way that people would notice. That God would show us ways that we can begin to live like Christ in a culture that doesn't live that way. So as we close, we're going to share a short video. And this video is just to describe the work that we, my wife and I there, do with Global Fellowship. It's an organization that we deeply, deeply care for and love working with. We're very passionate about this mission of proclaiming Christ among places where He's unknown. And so we'll show the video because it'll do a little bit better job than I can of describing it.
I think this
my wife and I have the pleasure of working with this organization to send out missionaries, to build partnerships with believers in different parts of the world.
我妻子非常荣幸能够在这个机构里和世界各地的传道人联系，派他们到世界各地。
It's a very exciting work to see the name of Jesus be proclaimed in a place to people who've never heard it before. And so we invite you to take a look at the video and please be continue to pray for us as we serve and for our organization. Thank you. Alright, thank you very much.
So we were just working and living our lives, raising our kids, and we decided we would go to a Christian conference at a local conference center.
And at the conference center, we listened to a speaker tell us, get in today, the land project. By the end, we were thoroughly convicted.
On our way back to pick up our three kids, we were walking down and Kathy turns to me and says,
"So what are we going to do about that?"
And I said, "Wow, I'm very focused on thinking about that." And
then she said, "What are we going to do about that?"
And I said, "Oh, wow, we really need to pray about that."
So the gentleman in the front row grabbed his shoulders and said, "No, what are we going to do?" Nor were we
properly trained, educated, or necessarily even prepared. We just went.
And we got to be able to start and
train
directions that we were able to provide, and we, though again for a short time, saw the great value of indigenous ministry.
After spending some time in Liberia, West Africa, we ended up coming back and with a strong heart for indigenous ministry that led us to start Global Fellowship.
Yes, folks, you are in the International Headquarters of Global Fellowship. And we founded it on several principles. Of course, coming alongside indigenous
leaders,
but also we were convicted that we wanted to send 100% of the money that we raised to missions.
Yes, we were told at the time, it's impossible, you can't do it. We said, well, let's see what God can do. And here we are.
So our ministry began with a young family from India who had a passion to reach northern India with the gospel.
Susanta and Sangram Patra, had so much passion for the gospel, and so we got behind them, alongside them, and God just began to open doors all over North India.
And then he miraculously brought to us other missionaries in the Philippines, Ray Menchie Corpus.
Ray Menchie Corpus and 100 Filipino missionaries.
I know how we
helped develop ministry for them.
It's very exciting. My wife, Menchie, and we are so glad to be able to share with you our heart. We are involved in the missions movement here in the Philippines, reaching out especially to what we call unreached peoples. And we're so excited as to what God is doing in this country.
Then what came?
Jorge was next. Jorge Nani Vasquez in Baja, California, Mexico. Jorge had a passion for migrant workers from Venezuela to lead them to the Lord and then challenge them to go back to the place where they came from. And Song Sav Yu and Grace Hartman in Chiang Rai, Thailand.
I'm so glad to say that. And in 1992, after 15 years of doing this ministry and watching it grow, God drew us to ministries in Europe, Eastern Europe, and missionaries that were doing a great gospel work there. We first moved to Slovenia,
at the unreachedness of Europe. It's something that we in the West don't usually think about. As we continue to grow and God continue to bring ministries to us, we begin to see that, we're growing older and we really need to bring younger people along with us.
First, Randy Grant, right hat. Then God called them to the mission field because they were so moved by the passion.
And God continued to bring young staff to us and give us the ability to
grow.
The passion was whether we're working through indigenous missionaries or sending Westerners to work alongside and under them, it is to take the gospel to the least reached places, the less than 2%
of the people. And that remains our focus, which is narrow, but it defines us.
One of the blessings of bringing on young people is that as our kids grew, they got to see many missionaries coming through our house constantly. And so as our youngest daughter got married and began ministry in different situations, she and her husband were drawn toward Global Fellowship and have joined us in the ministry.
It was a great day when they kind of asked, would it be okay if we joined Global Fellowship? So, yes, it would be great.
Kathy and I are very excited about how Global Fellowship has grown and what the future of Global Fellowship looks like. And we are so excited to see how the staff and missionaries are leading this ministry into the future. We would invite you to be a part of this.
Thank you. 所以圣餐真的是为我们信徒而预备的。当我们曾经受过圣灵的感动，耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们，他在十字架上的大爱为我们而舍命，当我们守圣餐的时候才有意义，否则我们过是一个宗教的仪式，宗教的仪式不能救人，唯有神的大能才能救人。所以the supper is just for Christian who experience a born again from the power of God. Otherwise, if we are not born again, this is just a spiritual formality that won't do any good for those who are not born again. So that we always ask that if you are born again, receive Jesus as your personal Savior, and you get baptized, we welcome you to partake the bread and the cup. 所以我们每次提醒众弟兄姐妹，当你已经重生得救接受主耶稣，你在众人面前已经见证受洗了，我们就欢迎在主里面一起擘饼来纪念他为我们所成就的。所以下面有一段时间我们安静，我们在神面前求主来光照带领我们。 We have a few moments, a quiet time, so that we can ask God to examine us, so that when we prepare ourselves to partake the bread and cup. hung on the cross for our sake, and he died on the cross, so that when we eat this bread in the remembrance of him, that we give thanks to him. 我手里面的这笔只是一个象征，也是提醒我们，从主耶稣为我们的缘故被悬挂在十字架上，为我们死。当我们领受这笔的时候，我们以感恩的心，没有一个人不言的。
我们要请龙宝弟兄为主献。我们低头祷告，天父，我们感谢你。我们每当在纪念这个杯的时候，我们就想起你为我们的罪宝血为我们流出，使我们能够与父神和好。我们每当纪念着这个时候，我们就想到神你这个无私的爱。 也就给我们每个基督徒朋友一个很大的激励，我们要学仿耶稣，效仿耶稣，使我们这个做好的榜样，用生命来影响生命，使我们的福音能够更加的传遍，能给的非基督徒能和他的我们基督徒与他们不一样，能够言传身教。我们也
cup is just a reminder that Jesus, He died on the cross. His blood flowed down from the cross. And He died just to wash away our sin. For those who believe in Him, they become righteous before God. The baby ministry 也是提醒我，主耶稣在十字架上被钉死，流出他的宝血，洗净我们的罪，好让我们在饮用的时候献上感恩，等候他的回来。When we drink this cup, we are looking forward to His coming, and also we give thanks.To our Lord, may we drink it together.
We want to thank Jeremy and Anne again for being with us and preaching. And we God bless your ministry and your family. We'd like to take a few minutes to welcome anybody who are here first time.如果大家有第一次在中间呢，我愿意花几分钟来欢迎你和认识你。对啊，都是老朋友，先欢迎大家。有些感恩大家找的事项。Few Thanksgiving prayer items. So 感谢神很安全的带领青少年的 CBM camp， 他们顺利的回来。也求神继续在他们心里做工。We thank God for bringing 16 youth back from the CBM camp safely yesterday. May our Holy Spirit continue to work with them, and may their faith in God continue to grow. 我们继续为郭兴伟弟兄他的身体祷告，他在接受化疗。So let's continue to pray for Brother Guo. He's getting chemotherapy for his cancer. So let's continue to pray for treatment, his family, and his recovery. 那今天是我们退休会的报名的最后一天。退休会今年是在环境很优美的大澳湖。所以也是我们教会第一次在那边办退休会，我想我们大家都会喜欢。然后我们也请到海外学员的那个总干事，他是很好的一个讲员，也听了一些他的关于他的见证，他的信息。所以希望大家能参加，报名最后一天，所以现在有机会再报名。So today is the last day for registration for the family camp. This coming August 16th to 18th.So please take your opportunity to get registered so we can spend some days in a beautiful Lake Tahoe area. 另外就是在大家也许已经注意到，就是在崇拜程序单的左下边一个空白的地方，这是给大家留着可以。如果大家有愿意做记录的话、笔记的话，可以用这个地方，好不好？我们现在请大家一起立，我们接受我们一起唱三一颂，我们接受从天父那里的祝福。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动，始终与我们同在，是奉主的名。Amen. Please be seated, and you are welcome for the refreshment in the fellowship hall. 大家欢迎可以到交易厅有点心，我们可以交易。